4:23 p.m. update. The Bureau of Indian Affairs responded to our email after the publication of the article below. In its response, a spokesperson said the office would remain open and continue to provide services as before until the lease is terminated. The statement from the Office of Public Affairs, Indian Affairs, Office of the Assistant Secretary for Indian Affairs, U.S. Department of the Interior follows. The Department of the Interior is committed to upholding federal responsibilities to tribal communities. Indian Affairs offices remain open and continue to provide services. The Department of the Interior is working with GSA to ensure facilities will be available for the continued delivery of BIA services. Office of Public Affairs, Indian Affairs, Office of the Assistant Secretary for Indian Affairs, U.S. Department of the Interior. Original story, 3:30 p.m. The Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, is ending the leases of two federal offices in Sault Ste. Marie as part of its overhaul of federal spending. The recent lease cancellations come as DOGE continues to slash the budgets of federal agencies under the direction of President Donald Trump. The Bureau of Indian Affairs, BIA, office located at 2845 Ashmont Street is one of those offices. The other is the Indian Health Services, IHS, Sanitation Office. There has been some confusion online, mixing the BIA and IHS sanitation offices with Sioux Tribe Health Centers. The Sioux Tribe Health Division is not directly impacted by these closures, and the health centers will remain open. According to DOGE, canceling the lease for the 1,100-square-foot building that currently houses the Sioux Bureau of Indian Affairs office will save nearly $34,375 yearly and $85,937 total. Sioux Tribe Chairman Austin Lowes is concerned about the lack of communication from DOGE officials to the tribes. "We are not being communicated with at all. Tribes were not consulted prior to the announcement that this office was going to close. We weren't consulted at all. We weren't told, okay, this is the plan and this is what is going to happen next. We just haven't been communicated with whatsoever," expressed Lowes. With the limited information he is getting, Lowes has to wait and see what's next. "I don't know if it is going to be closed permanently, or if they are relocating offices, whether they are using this as leverage to renegotiate the leases. Obviously, it is going to have an impact on us. We are going to try to navigate those waters," Lowes said. Lowes feels there will be an immediate impact for one service if the office is closed due to the lease being terminated. "In my opinion, commercial fishing licenses, because the Sioux tribe is a commercial fishing tribe. Every year, people have to renew their licenses, and they have to go there for a signature. And if that office doesn't exist, I don't know. Maybe that signature isn't necessary, or maybe they will need an e-signature. We are perplexed by this," Lowes said. According to the U.S. Department of Interior's Bureau of Indian Affairs website, their mission statement and who they serve, says, "At 200 years old, the Bureau of Indian Affairs is the oldest bureau in the Department of the Interior. Our mission is to enhance the quality of life, promote economic opportunities, and to carry out the federal responsibilities entrusted to us to protect and improve the trust assets of American Indians and Alaska Natives. We accomplish this by directly empowering tribal governments through self-governance agreements. In keeping with the authorities and responsibilities under the Snyder Act of 1921 and other federal laws, regulations, and treaties, BIA employees across the country work with tribal governments and tribal members in the administration of employment and job training assistance, law enforcement and justice, agricultural and economic development, tribal governance, and natural resources management programs to enhance the quality of life in tribal communities."